好，我哋进入议程第六项，系关于一个活动嘅，就系 Hong Kong Cyclocross Challenge 2008。咁我哋有一个顾问公司就叫 High Five Limited 咧，就上嚟去同我哋做 presentation。呢个系个 project proponent High Five Limited。咁我哋出席嘅系两位，就系莫泳如女士同埋陈思敏女士嘅。咁呢个议程我哋系预咗20分钟嘅啫。咁我希望嗰、那个亦都系嗰个 presentation 系简短，可以喺5分钟之内去讲完。咁我就将时间交俾 High Five Limited 嘅同事啦。
OK，唔該主席。咁各位委員，咁好多謝今次你俾機會我哋上嚟呢度做一個presentation 啦。咁我哋公司咧就嚟緊咧就會倡議一個國際性嘅單車賽事啦，就名為香港越野單車競技賽2008嘅。咁我哋呢一個單車賽咧嘅理念咧，其實咧就係、是。源於想帶俾香港一個新啲嘅項目啦，單車嘅項目咧，嚟藉此去推廣呢個單車嘅運動嘅。咁我哋會同呢一個香港單車聯會咧就合作搞呢一個活動嘅。咁佢哋就扮香港單車聯會扮演嘅角色咧，就係我哋嘅支持啦，背後嘅支持嘅機構嚟嘅。咁我首先讲下乜嘢系呢个越野单车竞技啦。咁其实呢一个项目咧喺欧洲咧就系好流行嘅一个项目嚟嘅，系所有欧洲嘅单车项目里边咧都系一个好受欢迎嘅项目嚟嘅。咁但系咧佢就系一个好新，对于香港嚟讲咧就系一个好新嘅项目啦。咁佢个时间通常咧都会系喺冬天嘅时份举行嘅，系大约由9月份至到2月份嘅。咁而佢呢一个项目嘅长度咧系大约系2至3个公里嘅，咁系以一个赛道嘅形式咁样去举行嘅。而佢嗰个赛道咧就系、是、会包括好多唔同嘅地形嘅，即系包括有木地啦、泥地啦、草地啦，同埋会有啲上斜落斜啦，同埋有啲嘅障碍咁样嘅。咁而呢一个即系正常嘅一个专业嘅赛事咧，佢嗰个时间咧大约系1个钟头，再加1个圈嘅。咁我哋预计咧成个赛事嘅时间咧都系2个钟头之内会完成嘅。咁大家可以睇到个图画啦。咁点解我哋会选择喺香港举行呢一个带入呢一个项目咧？咁其实咧。我哋而家香港咧喺个单车项目上边咧，都已经系逐渐咁样提升咗个popular，即系嗰个知名，即系嗰个点样讲，嗰个叫 popularity 啦，即系嗰个咁即系大家都好受呢个欢迎嘅，咁而亦都出咗好多嘅运动明星啦，咁例如黄金宝嗰啲。咁喺呢个时间咧，我哋带入一个新嘅项目咧，就更加可以推广到呢一个单车嘅运动嘅。而呢一个项目咧，就因为需要嘅地方咧就比较细嘅，佢只系需要一个大嘅平地啦，亦都唔需要封路啦，亦都唔需要封好多嘅公路咁样嘅，系比较容易啲去进行嘅。咁我哋觉得香港咧系一个好适合做呢一个单车项目嘅地方，所以我哋就会引入呢一个项目咯。而呢一个项目咧，亦都系全亚洲咧第一次举办咁大型嘅，除咗日本，系之前有一次系做过好细型嘅。咁变咗，如果我哋今次能够成功推行呢一个越野单车赛嘅话咧，将会系亚洲首一次举行一个咁大型嘅国际性单车越野赛嘅。呢一个其实呢个，而且呢一个越野单车赛咧，佢亦都系一个好环保嘅一个活动啦。又冇引擎啊，又冇废气啦。而且我哋嘅即系建筑个赛道咧，亦都系需要嘅物料咧，亦都系一啲好环保啊，或者系一啲弃置嘅泥土啊，咁样又可以循环再用嘅。变咗就系各方面嘅条件都好适合香港去举行嘅。 咁點解我哋會選擇喺今年08年嘅9月13號舉行呢一個活動呢？因為其實我哋係需要咧借助呢個地方一個星期嘅時間咧去做一個 preparation 嘅。咁咁咧跟住個時間咧就係點解我選擇呢個時間咧？就係有幾個原因啦。咁因為九月份咧就其實係世界性賽事裏面咧係第一個站嚟嘅，即係季初，應該可以叫做季初啦。咁變咗係係一個練習點啦，可以成為香港係成為一個第一個練習點。咁就會吸引咗好多即係世界各地嘅記者咧、體育記者咧就可以注視喺呢個項目上面嘅。咁這個時間咧，而今年呢個時間又比較特別啦，係九月份嘅九月十三號咧，就係啱啱完咗奧運之後啦，咁就大家都仲係一股好大、好強烈嘅運動心情嘅時間去睇呢個運動咧，咁就加上有一個新嘅國際性單車賽事出現咧，咁變咗公眾嘅注意力咧就會比較集中啲喺呢個項目上邊啦。咁而且好多我哋香港嘅運動員咧，亦都會參加呢個奧運嘅項目啦。咁到時候咧，我哋都會同單車聯會嗰邊咧，就一啲合作啦，或者邀請一啲參加奧運嘅運動員咧嚟做我哋嘅大使啦，嚟做一啲推廣宣傳嘅效果嘅。咁就可以令到呢一個單車運動更加流行嘅。咁我哋呢一個項目咧，其實已經得到國際單車聯會 UCI 嗰邊嘅批准㗎啦。咁而且咧，亦都上咗去佢哋嗰個Canada 嗰度㗎啦。咁係official 嘅 event 嚟嘅。咁而我哋今次呢一個 level 咧，就係算做係 Category 2，係Category 2嘅國際性項目。咁但係咧嚟緊嘅09年咧，我哋呢個項目係會係keep going 嘅，即係一路係會做落去，每一年都會做嘅。咁變咗第二年咧，我哋就會再申請咧，係成為國際呢個 World Cup 嘅其中一個站嘅。咁 World Cup 其實有九個站嘅，而家咁喺歐洲嗰邊有九個站嘅。咁我哋就想申請成為其中一個站啦。咁而嚟緊好似大家睇到呢一個係咪已經過咗？係咯，咁我哋就
你仲有兩分鐘。
OK， 好盡快。咁其實咁個選址啦，咁講到個選址咧，點解我哋會選擇西九龍嗰邊嗰個空地咧？因為我哋覺得呢個地方咧係一個好適合做呢個活動嘅地方啦。佢平面啦，同埋佢個大細啦，都係好適合嘅。而且佢嗰個地方係臨海啦，佢係可以俾到香港嗰邊嘅人咧，係好容易咁望到過嚟呢個地方。咁然之後，因為我哋會有電視嘅轉播啦，咁我哋會有錄影咗佢咧，就會將佢去播去歐洲啦，同埋世界各地嘅電視台嘅。咁變咗咧喺依、这個轉播嘅過程裏面咧，咁即係維港兩岸嗰啲景色啦，香港嘅特色咧，都會係攝入個鏡頭裏面咧，就係令到可以提高香港嗰、那個形象嘅。咁而家依個可以見到就係我哋而家諗即係計劃中嘅一個用地啦，就係依個西九龍嗰、那個西隧口後面嗰個地方。係啦，咁就係嗰條路後面啦。咁而我哋嘅主辦團隊咧，就除咗我哋公司之外啦，我哋就係經濟，我哋係負責financial 嗰 part 嘅。咁而香港單車聯會咧，就負責係governing， 即係控制成個 event 嘅technical 上面嘅部分嘅。OK， 咁我哋嗰個即係單車手咧，我哋大約就會請30至40個專業嘅運動員啦，就由歐洲嗰邊嘅 teams 咧係請過嚟嘅。咁同埋有啲即係過氣嘅世界冠軍啦，而家現任嘅世界冠軍啦，同埋一啲香港嘅單車手，我哋都會邀請去依個賽事裏面嘅。咁但係至於篩選嗰部分咧，我哋就會交翻俾香港單車聯會嗰邊去做嘅。咁我睇。係啦，咁我哋就會做一啲 記者招待會啦，會係介紹呢個項目啦，同埋介紹我哋嘅贊助商嘅，咁然之後咧就會做一系列嘅marketing 嘅嘢，係 promote 呢一個項目嘅。咁然之後咧，我哋喺呢個比賽之前咧，亦都會請啲media 咧嚟到嗰個場地咧，係介紹一次俾你聽，咁等佢哋可以介紹俾公眾嘅。咁我哋即係起咗條賽道喺度啦，我哋就唔會話就咁浪費咗佢，就咁辛苦起咗條賽道嘅。咁我哋都想推廣佢俾一啲年輕人啦。咁我哋喺個專業嘅賽事之前咧，我哋都要搞一個係年輕嘅賽事嘅。咁我哋係即係會請一啲青少年啦去參與呢一個項目嘅。咁而至於呢個篩選嘅嘢，篩選嘅方面咧，亦都係請翻單車聯會嗰邊係負責嘅。咁我哋就會係請嗰啲歐洲嗰啲運動員啦嚟講解一下單車呢個運動啦，佢哋分享一下佢哋嘅比賽心得啦，或者係佢哋覺得應該啲小朋友應該有啲咩係會好奇嘅，即係包括technique啦，嗰啲用具啊，咁各樣啦，咁做一個 clinic 嘅，咁最後埋可以俾佢哋做一個賽事咁樣咯。咁至於宣傳嗰邊咧，我哋就暫時有一個都係初步嘅宣傳途徑啦，都係電視啦，同埋一啲 billboard 啦，即係通過好多唔同嘅 joint promotion 咧去做嘅。咁大致上，我哋個入場費咧係免費嘅，咁我哋係歡迎大眾市民咧去免費參與呢一個項目嘅。咁我哋都會有一啲 VIP 嘅地方係俾啲人去係參加，有埋啲 package 咁樣，但係我哋係限於200人之內嘅啫。因為首次今次係第一年搞呢個活動啦，咁我哋都係用一啲好保守估計嘅方式去做呢一個嘅。咁至於嗰、那個時間表就好似而家大家睇到呢一個咁樣啦，我哋喺下個月頭我哋就會做一個記者招待會，係公開呢、這個項目嘅。咁之後就會做一啲篩選啦，同埋做一啲 marketing 嘅嘢嘅。咁直至到9月13日就係個真正嘅賽事啦。咁呢個就係我哋而家初步畫出嚟嘅一個比賽嘅賽道啦。咁至於實際嘅賽道，我哋係會請歐洲嗰邊專業嘅起賽道嘅一啲 designer 咧去負責做嘅。
OK， 好，唔該曬。我想因為時間關係咧，我要俾委員提問啦嚇。咁Charles and then Paul。Nick.
Sorry, got up in the world. sound like my mother, Chairman. I mean, obviously, clearly supportive in principle. I mean, this is good in terms of putting Hong Kong on the map. Just a couple of observations. One is I haven't heard the word reinstatement mentioned at all. Now, these events do cause a fair bit of damage on the day. And there are going to be obstacles and all kinds of, there's going to be water about and all kinds of things. So, I mean, I think we just need some reassurances on reinstatement. The other thing is this issue of crowd control. This is going to attract a lot of people. And I just hope the organisers have the means to deal with the crowd control. And I'm thinking particularly also of traffic control, because we know there isn't parking in that part of the world. And if you suddenly get the whole area swamped with cars trying to find a home, you could have an awful lot, you could have a real problem on your hands. So I think just have that in their minds when they plan the event, Jim.
Thank you, Nick. Paul?
Yeah, complete, fully supportive. The question is whether they got Policy Bureau support from the Home Affairs Bureau and so on or not. And if they have, has the Lands Department already agreed that this land is available and can be made available for them? If so, then fully support this.
Yeah, okay. Yes, Andrew.
Again, clearly supportive. A couple of quick technical questions though. Why cyclocross? It's such an obscure sport. Very few people in Hong Kong own cyclocross bikes. Why not mountain biking? It's a much more accessible sport. Vested interest, I know, Paul. And I will declare I am a mountain biker, but it's a much more accessible sport. So why cyclocross? Because there are so few people that might cyclocross in Hong Kong. So that's a technical question. And is this driven by High Five, or is this a Hong Kong Cycling Association initiative? Because it's not clear from the presentation who's driving it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any other questions for Jata and then to Peter?
Thanks, Chairman. Similar support, but I was just wondering whether previous experience in organizing events of this nature, and you, I mean, do say funding is your responsible, just, you know, to make sure that things will go planned in this grand scale, and whether, I think if there is no policy support, I think ATC should recommend support for this, so that they get the support, but only few technicalities, prior experience, and, you know, how funding and how elaborate this can be done.
Thank you. Peter.
作為呢個政府架構入邊嘅一個分子，我問翻啲公務員會問嘅問題啦。咁啊，想知其實係已經提出咗申請未嘅咧，同埋因為喺我 office 係未聽過有呢個 proposal 嘅。咁就我注意到咧，呢度咧有三個地段咧，就係有唔同嘅部門咧就管理嘅可能啊。一部分就係康文署啦。 另外一部分咧係開放咗俾公眾用嘅馬路，咁嗰度亦都有條單車徑嘅。咁但係大部分嘅地方咧，就應該係喺地政而家管理緊嘅一個地方。咁當然亦都係西九嗰個即係發展緊啦。咁啊，管理局咧就唔知有冇咩特別嘅意見。不過如果係一個短期嘅一個設施或者問題唔大嘅，不過最緊要就係未作出申請。 咁希望喺六月可以舉辦到有啲賽事，可能係比較進取啲。
嗯，六月唔係賽事啊，六月係記者會，九月先賽事係嘛？啊，OK，阿 Mason，
一個好快嘅問題啫，就係個 budget 預咗即係個 event 要幾多錢
？event 幾多錢？關我哋咩事啊？
唔係你聽到幾多錢，你知個 scale 有幾大。
OK，thank you。好，咁或者都有六個委員即係提出咗意見同問題，或者係High Five 嗰邊可唔可以俾個回應我哋？OK，
咁首先嗰個人流嗰個問題啦，咁我哋其實咧而家係預計咧最少最多應該係3000零4000人會去參與呢一個活動，因為始終佢係第一年舉行啦，同埋佢係比較新嘅，咁好。 即係都驚公眾係未必會有咁大嘅興趣去睇，咁所以我哋保守啲估計係3000至4000人會去到嘅。咁但係我亦都會即係預會多人去嘅時候呢，我哋都會即係有啲人即係會有啲 security 係幫手做一個人流嘅控制嘅，即係呢方面我哋都會考慮到嘅。咁而話要 policy support 嗰個，我哋其實已經做咗 application 㗎啦，咁即係我哋已經做咗㗎啦，咁亦都係個 feedback 就係都得到好多個 department 嘅已經係 approve 咗，即係口頭已經係 approve 咗，係爭在而家係等緊，即係可能有一兩個 department 係 pending 嘅，咁同埋係lens 等 lens 嗰邊嘅 final decision 嘅，係啦，咁有一部分係 LCSD 嘅地方啦，咁我哋亦都係同佢另外做一個申請㗎啦，已經。咁而嗰個西隧嗰邊咧，我哋就暫就已經係冇牽涉到，係冇啊？應該冇牽涉到西隧公司嗰邊㗎啦，係啦。咁但係我哋已經都有同西隧嗰邊係傾過嘅，咁佢哋都係 support 呢一個運動嘅，即係喺佢哋後面做係佢哋 support 嘅。 咁至於嗰個講嗰個 initiative 嗰個問題咧，就係唔係香港單車聯會做呢一個提出做呢一個活動嘅？點解我哋會揀 cycle cross 咧？因為我哋老闆係比利時人嚟嘅，咁佢係嗰邊佢哋嘅 country 嗰邊就係好熱。 愛呢個運動嘅，咁所以咧佢就覺得香港點解冇呢個運動呢？因為好適合，即係佢覺得呢個運動係好適合香港做咯。其實咁係啦，因為喺一個咁細嘅地方可以做到呢一個活動係幾好嘅，又唔需要話牽涉到封路啊、阻住交通啊咁樣。咁而且 而且香港你講到話香港冇呢一方冇一呢個項目嘅賽單車手啦，咁其實我同單車聯會嗰邊都聯絡過，佢哋其實係有嘅，但係就因為佢哋一個單車運動員咧，佢就玩好多個項目嘅，咁變咗佢哋係有，但係就唔係 focus 喺呢一個項目度，所以我哋就點解先至要引進呢一個項目咯，係啦。咁另外你話嗰個有經驗去搞呢一個活動啦，咁當然喺香港係第一次搞啦，咁但係因為我哋老闆本身就係喺體育項目呢邊咧，就係好有即係好 expert 嚟嘅，咁佢變咗佢有經驗喺歐洲嗰邊咧係搞過同類型嘅賽事嘅，咁所以就唔需要擔心佢嗰、那個即係經驗嘅問題嘅。咁另外分庭嗰度咧，我哋其實主要係靠sponsorship 啦，係啦，咁我哋係會有 sponsorship 嘅錢去 support 我哋嘅依個 event 嘅。咁另外嗰、那個你講嗰、那個budget 嗰個問題使幾多錢啊？咁其實我哋嗰、那個初步嗰個估計咧，就係、是、要用500,000-600,000去完成依一個活動嘅，係一個最 basic 嘅。咁如果要令佢變得即係再靚啲、再好啲嘅咧，係可以係我哋係可以去到10,000,000嘅，係啦。
多謝以上嘅資料提供，咁委員知仲有冇其他嘅問題？咁我聽到嘅意見都係一般都係即係支持呢個活動嘅，咁即係始終共建維港委員會都係希望個維港兩岸有更多嘅活動，好使佢係更加活化同埋有呢個活力嘅嚇。咁即係咁正亦都淨係一啲 temporary 嘅嘢，冇乜大嘅 structure 要去興建，咁我呢個都唔會有構成任何嘅爭議。咁光污染嗰啲又唔喺度，咁即係咁應該都得到呢個委員會嘅支持。咁委員有冇其他嘅補充？倡議者有冇回應？
多謝主席。咁其實我想補充，佢係一日嘅賽事嚟嘅啫，係 last for 一日嘅啫。
Yes.Andrew?
Just having been to cyclocross events in the past, yeah. I've never competed in one, but I've been to them. They do tend to require something a bit more contoured in terms of landscape, and this is a flat site. Kai Tak has a little bit more landform on it currently, artificial of course, with big piles of mud which are stored for future use.
Are those stable?
I mean, actually, landform is an important part of cyclocross racing. Flat riding is not really the right type of course. So just in terms of course selection and location selection is one consideration.
Okay, thank you. So you should make this comment at the very beginning. OK， 多謝倡議者嘅
介紹。OK， 多謝主席。
OK， 咁我哋進入議程下一項。